Paul wrote to the church in Corinth about the factions that had developed there, saying that some of the people belonged to Paul, some of them belonged to Apollos, some of them belonged to Cephas. And he was making the point that there is only one center of Christian community, one center of the church, and that is Jesus Christ. Paul reminded the people in Corinth that he was not the one who was crucified for them, and that no one in the church in Corinth was ever baptized in his name. In fact, the reminder, the basic reminder for us all is that the unique and supreme revelation is Jesus. He is the epiphany of our lives. This is what Paul says, and he says furthermore that unity, the unity of the church, can only be found in Jesus. We are never, after all, genetically Christian. We might come from generations and generations of cradle Episcopalians, but this origin doesn't guarantee an active involvement in the community of faith or a love of the church. It certainly doesn't guarantee a love of Jesus Christ on a regular and faithful basis. For in every generation, every time in history, a decision must be made. Grandparents and parents cannot make it for you. Oh, they may make promises at baptism. They'll do their best to raise you as they should. But there is no hand-me-down hereditary commitment or promise that binds us. That simply doesn't work. It's as futile as someone attempting to be baptized on behalf of someone else. Commitment cannot be made by proxy. God's self-disclosure in Jesus Christ demands a response. Demands a response from you and from me. And that is the essence of our gospel reading. Revelation meets up with commitment as Jesus walks by the Sea of Galilee, calling people to repent and announcing the nearness of the kingdom of God. Revelation, epiphany, has happened, but completion of that epiphany will truly happen when that which is revealed, when the epiphany is accepted and followed. For Christians, this occurs when Jesus is accepted and we walk off, leaving our fishing nets to follow him. Christian community, after all, becomes a reality for those who decide for Jesus and keep on deciding. The decision we make for Jesus is a decision that will turn us around and remake us from the inside out.